Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. Today's episode is about one of the most important technological moments in modern history, and almost nobody remembers when it happened.
In 1971, in a quiet basement lab in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a 29-year-old engineer named Ray Tomlinson sent a message to himself.
There were no cameras, no announcement, no audience, just a room full of refrigerator-sized machines connected to a strange new network called ARPANET.
Ray wasn't trying to change the world. He was solving a small problem nobody had formally asked him to solve.
At the time, people could leave messages on shared computers, but only if they were on the same machine. If someone used a different computer, there was no way to send them a message.
Ray thought that was silly, so he started tinkering.
He modified a program called SNDMSG to send a text file from one computer to another across the network.
It worked. But a new problem appeared. How do you tell the system who the message is for and which machine it should go to?
Ray needed a separator. Something simple. Something the computer wouldn't confuse.
He looked at his keyboard and noticed a symbol almost nobody used. The at sign.
At the time, it was just an accounting character shorthand for at the rate of.
Ray made a decision in seconds that would shape the next half century of human communication.
Username at computer name.
Simple, elegant, permanent.
He typed a test message, something forgettable. Maybe just random letters, and sent it from one machine to another.
It worked. Ray Tomlinson had just sent the first networked email in history.
To himself? Alone. With no witnesses.
He later couldn't even remember what the message said.
But what happened next changed everything.
Within months, email became 75% of all ARPANET traffic. People loved it faster than phone calls, quieter than memos, more efficient than anything else.
By the 1980s, it spread to universities and corporations. By the 1990s, it was everywhere.
Today, over 330 billion emails are sent every single day.
Entire industries were built on top of that invention: marketing, cybersecurity, customer support, productivity software.
And Ray never patented it, never trademarked it, never tried to own it.
He was an engineer, not an entrepreneur. He built it because the problem was there.
In 2012, Google gave him a cake shaped like the at symbol. He seemed embarrassed by the attention.
When asked about inventing email, Ray said it was a fairly obvious thing to do.
In 2016, Ray Tomlinson passed away at the age of 74.
Millions of people use his invention every day, most without ever knowing his name.
And that's the lesson.
Not every revolution is loud. Not every world-changing idea comes with a launch event.
Sometimes it's one person, one keyboard, one overlooked symbol.
One message sent to himself that nobody remembers.
And suddenly, billions of people had a way to say, "I'm here. Are you there?"
If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and follow on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, or your favorite podcast listening platform.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Thought Media Podcast.
Bye, everyone.